Well, we've seen cattle numbers decline over the last sort of probably 10 to 20 years, and I think we're hitting a critical point now. The reduction in numbers has just been a steady decline to a point now where demand is just outstripping supply, and it's crazy as it seems, but I'm just worried that prices get so high and so strong that the domestic market will struggle to source beef because of the demand from overseas.
And as you mentioned, the beef price has been high for several months now. As a result, are you seeing farmers, particularly the older ones, cash in while the market is hot and they're getting out of the industry?
I was hoping that we would see some herd rebuilding, and I'm sure we will soon. But I know that there are some herds that the guys have taken the opportunity to sell out with the prices so good, and that is a little disappointing, but I guess understandable too.
What about the general state of the industry when it comes to innovation and planning for the future, particularly with huge markets opening up overseas?
Yeah, well, I always felt that the beef industry is probably last on the ladder when it comes to embracing technology. And I guess I'm just comparing it with the grains guys and probably the dairy and the sheep guys. We probably haven't been good at embracing the new technology at a producer level. And you know, I think it's starting to catch up with us. But I think when you have a herd that is shrunk to such a small part of your business, you don't give it that attention to detail. So you lack the scale, you lack efficiencies. You know, to run a 100-cow herd, probably per cow costs you a lot more than a 1,000-cow herd. So, you know, you start to lack critical mass and as a producer level, and then that flows through to the lot feeders, to our processing sector. I mean, it's probably really just unique to the southwest of WA.
Well, you're based in Borden, so the south coastal region, we'll call it. Do you think beef belongs there anymore? Are you trying to grow beef on country that's simply too expensive?
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? It is expensive country, and you can do other things with it. But look, there's still a genuine beef belt there, I guess, but we've just got to utilise it and do it properly and improve it and get grazing techniques better and maybe not trying to finish cattle on grass. You know, use your environment, work with your environment and produce kilos per hectare, not kilos per calf.
What do you think needs to change to steer the industry in a better direction?
To get scale, you might need outside investment. You might need some...
So foreign investment, do you think?
Yeah, that could be. It doesn't really matter, I guess, where it comes from. But a good investment will put farms together and get scale and enable us to build those bigger herds. So that was always a good thing. I'm a little bit concerned about when we talk about this China deal, because it's more manufacturing going overseas, and we certainly can't forget our current customers. I mean, what do our current customers think about another million or 2 million head going to China? I mean, they must be worried too. So, there's two sides to every story.
Now, the price of beef cattle has been buoyant for ages, and as you mentioned, the China live export deal signed this week, and I believe there's feed up to your knees out there in Borden. So some would ask what you're complaining about, Paul?
Well, I guess I'm not complaining. It's just stating there's a limit to how much they can bear, I guess, and I just see it from both sides, so that's why I'm concerned about it. There's not enough cattle around in the world to supply this protein market, so I think it's very solid for quite a while. But you just worry when it goes up so quickly. You just got to be careful.